today's Tanya, the Tanya for the 21st day of Sivan, is in Perek Zayin, Chapter 7 of Shari Yichud Vemuna. It's on Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Number at the bottom of the page is 310. Here in Perek Zayin, the Alter Rebbe begins to explain the two levels of Yichud Ilo, Yichud Tato, the higher level oneness and the lower level oneness, by asking the question, what is the purpose of the Tzimtzum? We said before that the Tzimtzum is what conceals the presence of God's creative force in the created being, so that the created being feels and experiences his own existence as being independent of a creator. So the question is, what is the purpose of that Tzimtzum? What would be wrong if the created being did feel and recognize that it is being created? Why does it have to feel independent? So the Alter Rebbe says that concerning all the other attributes, the first nine of the ten attributes, Chachma, Chesed, so on, all of these do not need someone else in order to be revealed. In other words, a person can be a Chacham by himself, a person can be kind to his children, to his equals, to his friends. But the attribute, the last of the attributes, the tenth attribute of Malchus, in order for Malchus to function, there have to exist other people. A person can't be a king over his own children. He can't be a king over ministers. It has to be over people who are far removed from the king himself, and then the attribute of royalty is such that it reaches out and creates a connection between two very distant and maybe even opposite beings. But this doesn't apply obviously to children, because children are not distant, they're not opposite. And even ministers who are not the king's children, but they're close in their opinions, in their way of thinking, and in their lifestyles and so on, they are close to the king, and therefore royalty doesn't really express itself over them. Royalty expresses itself in its ability to reach that which is completely distant and foreign. And therefore, in order for this attribute to be revealed, there has to exist a condition that does not share the same awareness and the same opinions and the same experiences as the king. And that's why the world has to be in such a condition that it doesn't sense the royalty, it doesn't sense the presence of God. And in elaborating on it, the Alter Rebbe says that there are two names, Hashem and Adonai. Hashem is above time and space, whereas Adonai, which is related to Malchus, Adonai meaning the Lord, the Master, the King, this name does relate to time and space. And that's why we find God is King, was King, will be King, because royalty does relate to time, and time means past, present, future. And also in space, we're told that God's kingdom is on the highest level and on the lowest level. High and low have to do with space. But when the dominant force is Hashem, not Adonai, and Adonai is absorbed within Hashem, then what is visible is the infinite and transcendent part of God, and that which is the finite and created condition is completely non-existent in its being absorbed into Havaya, into Hashem, and it loses its existence completely. That's called Yichud Ilah. Now, on Daf Pei Beis, towards the bottom of the page, five lines from the bottom, at the period. V'hine af al pi shehu yizbarich l'maylem ha'mokim v'zman. Now, although God himself is much higher above time and space are basically the physical expression of limitations and restriction. That something has its place and is limited to that place, or that something has its time and is limited to that time, those are conditions of the finite created being. That every being has its own definition and therefore creates its own space and its own time. For example, two opposite things can't exist in the same place or in the same time. In order for two opposites to exist, they have to be in different places or they have to happen at different times. In other words, they each need their own borders, and those borders are either time or space. But God is above distinctions, and in God there are no contradictions. All things are equal, and therefore all things can exist at the same time in the same space. They don't preclude each other. So God is above time and place. Af al pi kein, even so, hu nimtza gam lemata b'mokim uzman. It doesn't mean that God is not present in time and space. When we say that he's above it, it doesn't mean that he's not present in it, but he is in fact present in time and space. How does that come about? Hainu shemisyachid b'midas malchusay, because God is one with the attribute of malchus, shemimen nonimshach v'nishava hamokim v'hazman, and it's from the attribute of malchus, of royalty, that time and space are derived and created. And since God is one with his attribute of malchus, so just as the attribute of malchus is present within time and space, so is God himself also present within time and space. Zehu yuchud tato, and this is called the lower level oneness, the oneness that is perceived in the lower condition, in the lower world. And this is shiluv havaye ba'admas baruch. The higher level of oneness was when the name Adonai was absorbed and contained within the name Hashem. And then the world has no existence at all and is completely bottled. Here, in the lower level of oneness, the name Hashem is absorbed and contained within the name Adonai. So the name Adonai is the one that is visible and dominant. And therefore, there is an awareness of the world's existence, but the world's existence as it contains God's presence. So it too expresses God's oneness, that God is everywhere, but here there's a significance, some significance to the world, at least in the fact that we're saying that it is included that God is present also in the lowest condition. That gives the lowest condition some significance. The Hainu, which means Shemhu Seviyatz Musayiz Bazeich, it means that God himself, Hanikra B'Shem Ein Sev Baruch Hu, who is called endless, infinite, in other words, the infinite part of God. Sometimes we talk about God's essence, and we're talking about something even higher than infinity. So the Rebbe explains that here we're talking about the infinite part of God. This infinite part of God fills the world in time and in space. Because heaven above, on earth below, and to the four sides, the four directions, in other words, top, bottom, and the four sides, all of this space, all of this existence is filled literally with the infinite presence of God. And in all places equally. Because he is as much present in the world below on earth as he is in the higher worlds in the heavens. Because all of this spatial existence, the limitations of space, are non-existent for God, and who amislabish bay al yedei midas malchusei hamiyuchedes bay is barich, and he is clothed in this space through the attribute of malchus with which he is one and the same. How then is the world finite and does not become infinite by the fact of the presence of the infinite light, of infinite godliness? Rak shemidas malchusei hu midas hatzimtzum vahahester. The attribute of malchus contains the element of tzimtzum and concealment. Lahastir erin seif. Baruch hu shelo yibatlu hazman vahamokim mimitziyusam ligamri, so that the time and the space do not become overwhelmed and lose their existence. V'lo yiyeshum b'chin hazman u'mokim b'mitziyus afilu u'tachtenim. And then there wouldn't be the existence of time and space, even for the lower worlds. In other words, what the Alter Rebbe is saying here is a radically new idea. It was always known that God is present everywhere. As it says, there's no place devoid of Him. But it was understood that God is present everywhere in the sense that He has power over everything. But to say that He is involved, clothed within the physical universe, within the physical finite world, this was something that people did not understand. The Baal Shem Tov came along and said that the fact that God is everywhere doesn't mean that He is effective, that He can reach, that He has influence everywhere, but that He is in fact present there in His infinite state. So it's not, God forbid, that as a result of the Tzimtzum, a certain amount of godliness is left out of the world, because that would give God a limitation in space. That would say that God is more appropriate in one place than in another, that God can fill one space more easily than He can another, and so that the higher places, the more spiritual places, there God can exist, there God can express Himself. But in the lower place, God can't express Himself. But that can't be, as Alter Rebbe will say later. Therefore, the Alter Rebbe says that it's not true that the tzimtzum, the concealment, prevents God from being present, that there is some godliness that is withheld from the world. There isn't. God is present in the world, not only that He has influence over the world, but that He is present within the finite condition, and His presence is not limited and restricted, that there's a finite amount of God that is present in the finite condition, which is usually the way we understand it. The Alter Rebbe is saying here that God is present within the finite being in an infinite presence. There's an infinite amount of godliness in the finite being. Why then is the finite being finite? How is it that the presence of the infinite does not turn the created being into something infinite as well? So the answer is tzimtzum. But tzimtzum doesn't mean the absence of. Tzimtzum means the concealment. God is infinitely present, and yet the created being does not feel it. And that's what the Rebbe said before, that just as we can't understand God's ability to create out of nothingness, we cannot comprehend how something can be within the created being and yet not have an effect. We understand that that's the way it is with God. We can't understand how it is. Today's Hayem Yem for the 21st Chaf Aleph Sivan, the Rebbe writes as follows. The Alter Rebbe, in his Sefer, in the Tanya, in the third Pedik, in chapter 3, the Alter Rebbe says that the three faculties of the mind, which is Chochma, Bina, Das, and the seven emotions of the heart, these 10 powers devolve from the 10 divine attributes above, from God's attributes. All of this is true in the nefesh, the ruach, and the neshama, the three parts of the neshama that are clothed within the body. But mesiras nefesh, self-sacrifice for godliness, which is one of the characteristics of the Jew, not merely an event, it's a character within the Jew, and that is vasaid nishter vilu nishter ken. A Jew does not want to be and cannot be, God forbid, separated from godliness. That characteristic, that faculty, that comes not from the divine attributes, but from God himself, which is above the divine attributes, the first of which is the attribute of Chochmah.